Well, good morning and happy Palm Sunday to all of you. Very glad that you're here with us. Here at St. Michael, we do something a little bit different than many churches. We only do Palm Sunday on Palm Sunday. If those of you who grew up Episcopalian or maybe other liturgical traditions, you might remember that most of the churches will do Palm and Passion Sunday. We'll wave the palms and then Passion. It's like liturgical whiplash. But here, we get a chance to do just Palm Sunday on Palm Sunday because we have really good attendance at our Good Friday services when we read through the Passion, so don't let me down. Come on Friday. Palm Sunday gives us a chance to really focus on Palm Sunday, which is an amazing moment. To put Palm Sunday into context, Jesus is doing something interesting. He's combining two big Jewish feasts, and he's doing that because he knows it's the last big public moment that he really gets with his followers. Remember that Jesus began with his baptism. He was immediately tempted, and then he called some students around him, the disciples, and as he went about healing and teaching, he would draw crowds to him, and he was drawing far too many people to him, so the religious leaders of the day got jealous, and they really wanted to get rid of him, because he was threatening their livelihood, threatening their power and their authority. Jesus knew all of this, and when he came into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday day, he knew that he was doing what would ultimately get him arrested, tried, even killed. Jesus did that on purpose, because he knew that he would have one shot at giving everyone an image that might last to show just what he was trying to do. Now, festival days, feast days, holidays are days that we know well, and some have some very clear behaviors about them. If you were to just wake up one morning and you saw a tree decorated with lights and people opening presents, you know it would be... Oh, good job. That was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. If you woke up one morning and you saw people taking chocolate bunnies out of baskets filled with colored grass, it would be
Easter.
There you are, warmed up. Okay. Imagine if somebody combined those. It would be confusing. Those images that were very closely linked to a very specific holiday. Well, now put yourself 2,000 years ago on Palm Sunday, the very first Palm Sunday. Jesus is doing something at the Passover, because that was the festival happening in Jerusalem at the time, that looked a lot like Hanukkah. Now let me explain. So Passover, as we remember, is that day when Moses helped to free the Hebrew people from their slavery in Egypt. It was literally when God saved people from enslavement, saved their lives. Now fast forward to about 150 years before Jesus' life, and others were in charge of Jerusalem. The Jewish people could not worship in the temple. And so they revolted. And that revolt helped them to reclaim the temple, reclaim God's home on earth. That feast is what is remembered at Hanukkah. And when the revolution worked, the Israelites came riding back into Jerusalem on donkeys, waving palm branches to rededicate the temple. So at one moment, Jesus is claiming Passover, actually saving the people, saving their lives, because, and this is what Hanukkah means, he is reclaiming the place of God's kingship on earth. And so you combine those two together, and this Palm Sunday moment carries a lot of weight for the people who were there watching this happen in Jerusalem. Now, Jesus is doing a new thing. He's inviting people into something new. But the people at the time are basically just like us. And they don't really like new because they like what they know. They like what they can predict. We are like them 2,000 years ago. We like stability and predictability. We like to know what to expect and to have those expectations met. When people invite us to change, that invitation is often rejected. I mean, think about all the people who saw Jesus go about healing and teaching. All of the people, thousands and thousands of people who saw what he did and heard what he said. And then at the very end, how many are actually still with him? The vast majority of the people, when invited into something new, although they kind of thought it sounded good in the moment, just could not get over the hurdle of the predictability and the habits that they loved. We are all taught from early childhood to work hard and to hustle, to succeed and to achieve, and then at some point we're going to build everything that we really need, and then we can stop and we can rest and we can just enjoy, float along. Now, for those of us who haven't lived very long, you might still be under the impression that everything I just said is real. But for those of you who have lived long enough, you know that no matter how hard you work and how thoughtful you are about every decision you make, life comes at you from the side and pulls the rug right out from under you. Life is never going to be easy. God never promises us easy. But God does promise to be with us when life is hard. God promises to stay with us and even to carry us when life is hard. God is inviting us into something new, into a change, and yet we can resist that change because we really do like all of the things that we have built, the life that we have, even if the life we have is nowhere near good enough, nowhere near as good as what God promises, we might still choose what we know rather than choosing what we don't know. As we begin Holy Week, we have an invitation, an opportunity to actually embrace change. And when we embrace change, allow ourselves to grow. The idea of change might feel a little intimidating, and perhaps you're even sitting there thinking, like, change what? So I have an idea. A week from today, there will be a lot of people at church who don't typically come to church. Now, we could be annoyed and frustrated because they are taking our pew space or our parking space, or maybe making us even, God forbid, go to a different service time than we usually go to. Or we could allow God to invite us to be part of what these people are seeking. Nobody goes to church accidentally. When people come to church next week, it might be the first time in a long time, the first time since last year, the first time since childhood. Every person who comes will be seeking after God. And we can't up here help them see or feel God's presence as much as you can. Because out there, when they're looking for a seat and when they're trying to keep their kids from moving around a lot and they're juggling the program and not sure exactly what to sing or say or do, you can actually help them feel God's presence. God's not going to do it for us, but God will do it with us. Those of us who make this church our home should be so excited that other people might wish to make this church their home too. We get to be fed in amazing ways over the next few days during Holy Week. And then we get to welcome the people who are seeking after God on Easter Sunday. Those who have not been with us every Sunday along this journey, those who might kind of like what they hear because Jesus is sort of okay, maybe even better than okay, but they've not committed. We get to help them make that commitment. And if you are sitting here today thinking, well, that's actually me because I kind of heard about Easter and so I figured I'd come today because it's Palm Sunday, then I hope you feel welcome. And I hope one of the people that I see here every Sunday will actually reach out to you and help walk with you deeply into what God is inviting us to do. Change is inevitable. Growth is not. We, together, get to grow into the people God made us to be. That starts today. And it continues this week and next week and the week after that. And when we are courageous enough to accept the change that God is offering, we get to be part of that new life. Jesus started this newness 2,000 years ago, and it has extended all the way to today, to you. The people back then, most, said no. When God invites you into the new, when God invites you to change, when God invites you to grow, what will your answer be? Happy Palm Sunday. Amen.